Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
Bungie. What? They did it again.
Bungie.
Spooky trials, man. Spooky trials. They did it again.
What's your emergency? This is 911. This is the emergency.
My emergency is like, yo, Bungie, I got to do my trials here. What the fuck's up with this no radar?
Sir, I don't really know what you're talking about.
I don't think you get it, man. There's no revives. There's no radar. They're catering to casuals now.
Do you need someone to be revived, sir? Is that what you're getting at? Do you need an ambulance or assistance?
What I'm saying is, no radars makes it easier. Okay.
I'm confused here.
Shotguns are out of control. People are camping. It's boring. I hate it.
Can you please give me your address? Is there an assailant with a shotgun?
Trials is bullshit.
Not really quite sure what you mean. Hello? Dude, what the fuck? Did you hear? You gotta listen to this call. I don't know. It's fucking you guys crazy. Okay. 911, what's your emergency?
Good evening, sir. Can you please tell them bastards over at Destiny to fix my damn gun? I'm sitting there shooting my guns. I'm shooting them at the man's in the face, and the bullets are going all over the place with their
sir,
face.
Sir,
and then I'm throwing my lightning nades, and guess what? It kills me. Not the man. It kills me.
Excuse
but their
me.
Lightning nades kills me.
Has someone
Can you tell them to fix their damn crap?
Has someone been injured, sir?
Yes, me. Throw the lightning, I die.
The man's?
What crap is that? It's bull crap. Did you hear me? Bull
Yes, I hear
crap.
You, sir. Do you need assistance? Is there an address that I can have an ambulance come and visit you at?
Yeah, it's called 1-800-SCREW-YOU, fix my damn guns.
How would I have an ambulance come to a telephone number? Hello? Hello? Dude, is there like a full moon tonight? Are you getting these calls? Oh my gosh. 911, what's your emergency?
These guys in supremacy, they don't understand. You gotta use a shotgun, you gotta pick up Kress. Huh. I get killed by a fusion rifle, I don't know what's going on.
Someone has been killed? Again, they're on the line. They said someone's been killed. They're talking about Kress. Sir. Is everyone okay? Is the area secure?
No one understands how to play this damn game mode. Everyone needs to play it just like everyone else. There can be no outliers. What? Fusion rifles do not apply. Shotguns only.
So you're saying there's rifles and there's shotguns in the building. Is that what you're saying, sir?
What I'm saying is fusion rifles are everywhere and suppressor grenades. Who uses a defensive super in supremacy? You need to use offensive supers only.
Okay,
you know
sir,
what?
Sir,
I've had it.
I'm going to need you
to whatever.
I'm going to need you to calm down and find
Mom, I'm hungry. Get some meatloaf, Mom.
Sir. Sir. Hello. Hello. What the hell? Dude. These people are insane tonight. I don't know. They're talking about radars and Kress. What is this? Like medieval times? What the hell is going on? Hold on. Hello, 911, what's your emergency?
Hey.
Yes, this is 911. How can I help you?
There's no radar.
Yeah, I heard.
Good. Goodbye.
All right, thanks. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. We are back. Yes.
2 weeks in a row.
Oh, we're back. 2 weeks. Can you feel that? Huh? Can you? Anyway, I'm your host, JC Jesse. With me this week is Baroque Reaper. What's happening, Baroque?
They need to stop playing damn Christmas music. It is not time for that.
No.
Oh, dude, I know.
Whoa.
Already.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Who's playing Christmas music already?
Frick ridiculous.
Dude, I went to Toys R Us yesterday. Christmas music already.
Yeah, it's on in the background.
No, it has to be after Thanksgiving for that.
And then I'm
ready. Exactly.
And then I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Christmas music on B101. I'm ready for Every Kiss Begins with K commercials. Those are my favorite. They get me every time.
Do you guys want to hear a story?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, by the way, Boost is with us. What's happening, Boost?
I hate Christmas music.
What?
Yes.
Like, completely it. Or just like...
Please. Like certain songs.
Wow.
Wow. This is quite the revelation.
Smooth Boost.
This is going to be a future topic right here.
Yeah, we're going to have to dig into this later.
Yeah, I have a fun fact. You want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you smear a small amount of dog shit on an insect bite, it will relieve the itching and swelling.
It'll also smell like shit.
That's what I was thinking. Like, so I don't itch, but no one wants to be my friend anymore. So
no one wants to be your friend anyway.
Small amounts, guys. Small amounts.
Small amount. Okay. All right. Just well, I'll keep that under advisement. We also have with us this week, Stu Gatso. What's happening, Stu?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
This afternoon, I went for I was walking my dog with my daughter, and I thought of this thing. I'm like, oh, I gotta. No bugs, no bug bites. Okay. But I thought of this thing where I was like, oh, I got to make sure to bring that up on the podcast. And then I didn't write it down, and I have no freaking clue what the hell it was. It was good, though. It was good.
And that's why you're our superstar content creator.
All right. Well, that is that's great. Thank you so much for sharing. Yep. And next, this week we have a guest. Ladies and gentlemen, the best hype man in Destiny from the RNG cast, Buster Knuckles. What's up, Buster? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure.
By the way, I'll never smear a small amount of dog shit on a bug bite, because then you just have a bug bite and dog shit on your arm.
Like shit, yeah.
I'd rather scratch my arm off, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's just me.
Let's go Cubs. How about that?
Yeah. Dude, that was awesome. That was a great, great game. Although I have to admit, I did fall asleep during the rain delay. But I was very lightly sleeping. My wife was like, they're back on. I was like, okay, I'm back. Yeah, that was awesome.
Sports.
My grandfather, sports ball.
Sports.
My mom's dad, he was a huge Cubs fan all his life. He was from Manhattan, which was really weird. And I never got around to, I guess, asking him why he was a Cubs fan. He was from Manhattan. That just never occurred to me. He passed away probably like 16 years ago. So I know he would have been really, really super excited. His Cubbies finally won. So that was a great game. That game was like every Little League Sandlot kid's dream. You know, it's like bottom of the ninth. You know, I guess bottom of the
Like, I'm not even a huge baseball fan. And like,
yeah, me neither.
Watching it, I was standing up in my living room.
Yeah, I think we were all, you know, texting each other in the DM. I was like, I'm pacing behind my couch.
It's crazy.
It was awesome. And I know, I'm sure Handsome Dragon, I know he was really, he was excited.
Yeah, he's a huge Cubs fan, right?
Loves those Cubbies. So this week in Destiny, boys, what's going on? How was your week, in game?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Nothing crazy. Played a little Battlefield, a little Destiny. Good times.
Well, we had some good times last night. We played quite a bit of Destiny last night. It was the Sundowners Gaming Extra Life, which Buster, you participated in. What time slot were you guys in?
We were the closer. We were 5 to 7 a.m.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Rick the Wild Thing Bowen, by the way. Sports ball reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was there. My gaming schedule.
Yeah, that's right. Boost used to be part of the Breakfast Club.
I used to wake up early, 5 o'clock, 5 to 7.
I couldn't do it.
Man, I can barely even function at that hour. I don't know how you guys are picking up a controller.
I'm a third shifter. I'm used to it. I sleep during when the sun's up, and I get up when the sun goes down. I'm a vampire.
I guess Nice. I guess to be fair, even at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, I'm pretty useless. So,
yeah, I've been pretty tired. Like this past week, I've been pretty tired, and I've been on like a lot of the week, and so I felt really bad tonight, like saying goodnight to my wife, like I'm going downstairs. It's like she didn't say anything, but like it's, you know, I have a feeling I need to take a few nights off now, or else I'm gonna get to talk.
She gave you the look, but it wasn't the look that you like to get.
No, she didn't give me any looks. She's actually she was tired. She was going to bed herself, but yeah, I've had some late nights lately, and just like been pretty useless. She did let me sleep in this morning. That was pretty awesome. I was excited about that.
Yeah, my girlfriend has decorated my podcasting/gaming area with like Christmas ornaments and Christmas decorations because she loves Christmas and I hate it. I hate it. I hate Christmas because God, you know, it's kind of un-American, but I don't get in the jolly holly jolly Christmas mode. Like she's like, we gotta get pajamas this year, and I'm like, I don't sleep in pajamas. I sleep in shorts. You're giving me Christmas shorts. Like I'm cool with it.
Hold on, guys. Dad Tales podcast exclusive. Buster Knuckles sleeps in shorts.
Yeah,
Buster. I think we're cut from the same cloth here. I may be big and we'll call it jolly sized, but I don't get it. Christmas like some people. My wife is completely into it, but you know, I'm not opposed to Christmas, but I'm just not that guy. I watch a couple Christmas movies and I'm good.
Yeah, it's
who's opposed to Christmas?
Oh my God, Stu, are we alone here?
Frank Costanza. Frank Costanza. I love Christmas.
I love getting a tree. I love decorating it and everything else.
You just don't like singing about it.
Oh no, I love it. I love.
She Christmas. Has the tree picked out already. Like this is like she's like adopting a child. I'm like, babe, it's a tree. We can cut one down anywhere. She's like, no. It's that one. It's a blue spruce, and it's approximately 4 years old. And I'm like, too, what the hell, man?
Where are you finding trees right now?
Is there a lot?
There's farms everywhere in Jersey.
There's several farms in Jersey.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. We only have like there's only one. Well,
the prerequisite is I get to cut it down.
Oh yeah. I'm not gonna do that.
Gotcha. Oh man, give me the flannel shirt and the axe. I just want a couple good hits, and I'll quit after like three hits. I'll like, let them do it. Let them do it.
Yeah. Oh, Buster over there, you know.
I have a lot that I go to that I like, so I usually stick with that. My wife is like, oh well, there's these. I know they're getting these trees from here. They're like $25. We go there and I get the tree, and it's fucking horrible. Needles were everywhere.
Needles are falling off.
Oh yeah, it's like we're not going there ever again. I'd rather pay like the $60 to have a tree that's gonna be nice for. When do we get? We usually get it like the 1st of December.
Come from Canada.
I think all the trees come from Canada, like period.
Yeah, no, if you're over here on this side of the, you know, United States, the best coast, West Coast, you know, they come from Oregon.
Welcome to Christmas Tales Podcast, by the way, everybody.
Jingle Tales.
Well, podcast. You see, like I'm pretty sure I have my tree picked out. It's the one that's like sitting in the closet over there in the box, because I live out in a desert. So I can either drive 3 hours to cut one down if I can possibly get a permit, which is almost impossible because everybody else wants to do that.
Brooke's putting a cactus up in his house. Yeah, I know, right?
That or I have to go to like Home Depot. We just talked
about Christmas music in October and now we're talking about Christmas.
I know, it's so weird. How about we talk about a little Destiny? How do you guys feel about the spooky trials and the no revive stuff? We just touch on this briefly. I know this is... This is a hot topic with a lot of people.
Last week, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried it yet this week. I've been a little busy, but hopefully tomorrow night maybe. But I liked it.
I liked it too. I mean, I see
a good change.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and I don't think people need to get as upset as they're getting. I mean, it's 2 weeks.
It's for Festival of the Lost, yeah.
And everybody has just as much chance as everybody else does to go to the lighthouse or get wins or whatever. I was having this conversation with Brad at work the other day.
Okay. And we were talking, we're like, I think the reason why more people are making it to the lighthouse is because it requires teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
So good teams, like decent teams that were decent in previous trials are even better now because they can talk and communicate. Like when, like a good player, like a Lupo, can read the radar and just do it all by himself.
Yeah.
But in this game mode, he can't. You need a team.
Yeah, so, for sure.
I fucking love it, personally. I think they should have it come back every once in a while just to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, I think so.
Once a month.
Yeah,
once a month. Rotation.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's cool, you know, be able to watch people to carry to the lighthouse or playing with good players that know how to read the radar and map knowledge and blah, 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 whatever. But if you need to use the radar, then really are you that good? And I don't care if it's controversial because I know a ton of people are whining and crying over it. But it's not that bad. It's really not.
I never really ascribe to that kind of thinking where, oh, you use the radar, that means you're bad. I think that, you know, you use every tool that's available to you, and that extends out to like the gun meta. So the shotguns that are dominant right now, some of the hand cannons that work and other ones that don't, and you know, you're going to use what works, and different tactics are going to work with different things. This whole no radar thing, it's not that it's bad. It's just different. Yeah. And I guess after 2 years of the same, I guess a lot of people are like, you know, nobody likes change. That much is normal. But
part of being a good
competitive
player,
or not,
part of being a good player or just a player in general is learning to adapt. You know, it's like you gotta roll with the punches when these things happen. Like last night when we were playing, and we ended up doing we did skeet shooting. With No Land Beyond.
And I won.
And Boost won. But after that, we rolled into like some other matches when we were done doing our private matches. I decided to keep using it. I was like, I never really use this. It just sits in my vault. And so we ended up playing Control, and I really liked it. I mean, it was a lot different, you know, actually playing against other people rather than doing the skeet shooting thing. But I got some decent kills with it. Like, once I started, you know, kind of getting the hang of it, you know, I wasn't being like too hard on myself because it's a gun that I think it made me play a little bit different than I usually do, which is tip of the sword. I'm fucking right in that door and I'm going to die as soon as I get in there. Yeah. It makes you hang back a little bit. And then when I was playing, I played a little bit today and I was playing with it, and then I switched to another gun because some guy was using Thorn. I was like, you know what? Fuck that guy right there. I'm putting Thorn on. But I was still playing the way I was with my No Land Beyond, and it benefited me to kind of play like that. So it's nice to kind of have change and to switch things up and to go outside of your comfort zone every once in a while. So
yeah,
I think people just need to just relax. Like, it's just a game. Like, it's not
okay.
It's not like any like horrible real world thing. You know what I mean?
I guess. People are upset because, like, for these people, that's their job.
No, I get it.
So
I get it.
If they can't stream, if they don't want to stream, that's hurting their pockets. I don't know.
It's okay. I think it's hilarious that everyone's complaining about the no radar. No revives? Oh, everyone's all, I'm cool with that. But, you know, it's just the no radar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I get that. And I don't want to – excuse me. I don't want to take any money away from anybody's pockets, but if there's somebody that I like to watch, I'm going to watch them regardless. I'm watching them for them.
I know.
You know what I mean? Not for, you know, whether or not they're going to get somebody in the lighthouse.
Right. Well, but think of it like this. Maybe if they should look at it in a different way. They're like, oh, I have to get people to the lighthouse so people watch me. Man, if you can't guarantee it, you know, or you're having more trouble, play it off and go like, you know what? I'm not even take it serious these next 2 weeks. I'm going to goof off and play. Yes, guess what? Everyone's going to watch you still.
Do what we were doing last night. Like, we were doing really stupid shit last night, and it was a lot of fun.
King of the Hill.
You know?
Last week I was using flashbangs and Telesto.
Yeah. There you go.
I love Telesto. It's my favorite exotic in the game, period. Point blank. End of discussion. There is no other... To me, but yeah,
we haven't gotten to the questions portion yet. So,
oh, sorry, I skipped.
No, I'm just kidding.
But I might have spoke out of turn when I said if you use the radar, you know, you're not good. That's not the truth. You know, not at all. Because my highest ranking artifact is the Memory of Gellion, so I have the third eye perk always active. So don't make it seem like I'm some super map reader. I don't need the No, I need it. Trust me. I need it bad, but I like it. It's fun. I think that, like, once a week, once a month would be fine. Once a month, have a crazy modifier thrown in. You know, no revives or longer revives would be one. Whatever. Yeah,
just keep it interesting.
Yeah. What bothers me, too, is like most of these people, like myself, come from, you know, Call of Duty backgrounds, like Halo. Like, the radars weren't this good in those games.
Oh,
like in Call of Duty, you got a little tiny red dot when the guy shot his gun. That's it.
Unless you had a V-set.
Unless you had a V-set.
Or, like,
or if you play hardcore mode and you get yours gone
completely.
Yeah,
if you play hardcore mode, which is supposed to be harder, you have no radar.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hardcore.
Like, there's no other game that has a radar that tracks every... It's just a live tracker. It's on all the time.
Yeah. I still don't know how to read the radar in Battlefield Boost. We'll get to that, but I'm like looking around. I'm like, I'm waiting to see things like I do in Destiny. It's like, okay.
You know what you
like,
do? You look for going? look for the skull and crossbones, and that's probably where I'm at.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
That's where you'll find me, too. There's like 84 people. It's weird about it. 84 people in this game mode, and I find like two people to kill in 30 minutes. It's like.
Jesse, I'm like you. I'm the tip of the sword, though. I'm running in. I don't. Katie doesn't matter to me if I'm having fun. Last night I was using the last word, and I hated that gun, and now I kind of love hate it. It's like that ex-girlfriend that everybody's like, we're all men, we all have that ex-girlfriend that you're like, I hate that chick. But then in the back in your mind, she's like, well, she was kind of dirty, so I dig her. You know what I mean? that's how I feel about the last word. I hate
no
it.
No comment?
Because like I'll get kills, and I'm like, how did I get that kill? Or I'll just get mapped. I'm just getting mopped up, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to play with this gun because I'm an auto rifle. I love autos. So
yeah,
change is good. Get you guys hype.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Oh boy. All right, cool. So let's talk about RNGcast. So I want you to tell everybody if there are people out there and they've never heard of the show, tell us a little bit about it. What are you guys all about?
Simply put, we're a Destiny podcast with a little bit of random, hence the RNG in the title.
Yeah.
I started the podcast with two of my buddies. We originally were from the Destiny Reset podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still good friends with them. You know, shout out to those guys. Des Raven and The Businessman. And one day I just had the itch in my pocket to spend money to make a podcast, and those two guys were the first to come to mind, and we started it, and we're 25 episodes in. We did 25 episodes last night, 25th episode. And, I mean, you know, we're Destiny-centric. We have Memory Lane, which is we pick a number. We have a random number generator. Kosovo going over that old method. The winner gets to pick the topic, and we talk about it. We also have the RNG topic, same basic principle, and it can mm-hmm. be about anything. It doesn't have to be about Destiny. It can be about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness, really.
Yeah, our shows, they're pretty similar in a lot of ways like that. And I think we probably started like around the same time. I think you guys probably got started maybe a couple weeks before us.
Yeah.
But definitely similar sensibilities, too. I know you guys like the nostalgia as well, which is nice, and all their different references, which we get a kick out of.
Mm. Yeah, we have the drinking game, which actually we started drinking, not like alcohol, but every time we're on camera, so we can see.
Oh, I'm going to go grab a beer. Good call.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
finally, he's out of here.
I don't know if you guys are the same way, but things you say kind of catch fire with people, and you're like, how did that – that was an offhanded topic. I don't understand how that happened, but, you know.
Yeah, it's funny what people kind of pick up on.
You know, Buster doesn't camp. That's the favorite one. Because I don't camp. I don't see the point of it.
I can't camp either.
I'm not living in a house. I'm not sleeping in a house made of cloth surrounded by monsters, potentially. Not doing it.
So what I want to know is, how the hell do you guys talk for 3 hours?
It's actually not that difficult. It really isn't, because we all started off as a fire team and as friends.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, you know, other podcasters aren't friends, but we just, you know, we'll be on a topic and we will take over. And
we just do this for the money. We just come in. Our agents get us together.
Yeah.
You know, we don't even talk outside of this. You know, hold on. I'm going to edit all this out, of course, but I'm just telling you right now, like, we don't really talk outside of the podcast. We just come on here. I come in. I do my hour. I do my little shtick. Like, oh, guys, don't say this or I'll have to edit it out. And
I don't even play Destiny, man.
Yeah.
Destiny.
I think for us, is we get lost in the conversations.
Yeah.
And then it'll just happen. I mean, we record on Saturday morning, so it's a lot easier, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're not late night. No one's sleeping. There's no girlfriends or fiancés going, it's time for bed. Come on.
Could you imagine?
Guys are like, early in the morning.
Could you guys imagine like, having right, 3 hours so
like six,
in the morning?
6 a.m. Come on.
when we had Stu on, he was like, I got to tap out, guys. I'm out. At about an hour and 10 minutes, he was like, I got to go. And we're like, cool, man. Yeah. See you later. This isn't for everyone. I think it's because I'm a podcast fan. I work a warehouse job. I work in a warehouse for 8 to 12 hours, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. So podcasts are my preferred entertainment.
Yeah,
because they're long. You know, I can listen to a long form podcast and get into the conversation. And I mean, you know, we do short ones sometimes, you know, at 2 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I know Boost does. You know, Stu, you listen. Well, you probably listen. What do you listen to? Sports Talk on the train.
I usually put it on and fall asleep.
He just listens to his episode of RNG Cast
over and over.
It's like,
talking about him or shitting himself.
He just listens to that first hour.
I just loop that part over when it's like, hey, say hello to Stu Gotts. I just keep looping that over.
It's just over.
Well, I'm glad I can help you.
I could record a little something for you, Sue.
It's
my sultry voice actually, just over and over again.
It's actually more fun than a lot of people think it to be.
Actually think we could probably go for 3 hours, but I don't think people would listen to us for 3 hours because it would just degrade after about what we do record.
3 minutes.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised on how many people.
No, I think you'd be surprised where our conversations go.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Gets like I said, crazy. It's to each their own. Everybody has their own tastes. We just decided to go long. And I'm not saying the hour and 15 hour and 20 minute podcasts aren't as good. Because, I mean, you know, I listen to you guys and I cracked up that last episode when you guys dug on Stu for the entire episode. Oh my god,
it was good.
Yeah, we tease him, but you know, we like him, I guess.
Yeah, it's a.
I think everybody at some point in our group gets like teased.
It's a fraternity.
Yeah, everybody has their turn of the week every once in a while, but I think it's probably more broken Stu than anybody else.
Yeah,
for the first 5 episodes, they bagged on me for my PlayStation ID, my PSN, because it's not Buster Knuckle. And after a while, they started realizing like it's not the worst one I've ever seen because like we'd be playing in a fire team in PvP or in the tower. I'm like, that guy's worse than mine, and they're like, no, I don't think so, Buster. I'm like, no, look, it's worse than mine. It says bunny fucker, and they're like. Okay, Tootsie Bowl. I get it. Okay, cool.
Double X underscore butthole brains underscore.
There are some amazing ones, and I know you guys talk about that. You guys have that as in this in the show, so I'm not going to throw mine out there because I got a good one from last night, actually. I got a good one.
We're going to get that at the end.
Yeah, you can save that for the end for sure. So what were you guys doing? What did you do last night for your 2 hour slot? Because I was asleep.
Oh yeah, for sure. I know you guys were. We actually got pulled in early because of daylight saving the time rolling back.
That's right.
So we did a 2.5 2 hours and 40 minutes, which wasn't a problem. We Raven and I were already streaming and playing, but we just did some PvP. It was him and I, Raven and I originally, and then we just started pulling in play. Buddies from the Sundowners, you know, Sword and Board. He's from the Fire.
You guys are all on PlayStation, so I was probably really
easy to
start pulling guys in there. Yeah, we probably could have went for like another hour easily, I think, although it was like 1 o'clock when we jumped off, but we were having a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, some of them. Those guys are awesome too. The Sundowners are cool as shit.
Yeah, they're really cool. And they reached out like kind of early on when we first started out and were like, retweeting the podcast and stuff like that and, posting in their Discord and things. So it was really, really cool of them to have us in there with you guys. And it was Fireborn Radio, Kicked in the Bolts, or Kick, and Destiny Ghost Stories. And who else? Like podcast-wise. Am I leaving anybody out? I don't know. I don't think
RNG Cast.
Well, I said you guys.
I thought you meant you guys, like you guys.
Am I using it? Am I leaving anybody out here? I don't know.
It's because you didn't say it, right? You didn't say used guys.
Yeah, used guys.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, being right over the bridge there, we got to get like a little. And I tweeted this out to some people that are in the area of doing maybe like a Philly Destiny meetup or something like that. Maybe Boost and Brad can hop in a car, come down.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Take the speed line.
There you go. Okay. Well, let's move into some...
Wait. Do you want to leave Destiny before we ask him who he would cast in his Destiny movie?
Oh, that's right. You know what? I just thought of that. Thanks, Baroque. Who would you cast?
You just thought of it when Baroque mentioned it. Yeah, that's...
You know what? You know what? I've heard enough out of you. You could climb back up on your high horse.
Justin taking all the credit.
No, I was just thinking about. Okay, fine. Yeah. All right. I stole it from Baroque. Sorry. Go ahead, Baroque. You can ask him.
No, this is your segment.
No. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, we're gonna ask you, Buster. Who would you cast in a Destiny movie as a warlock, a hunter, and a titan?
I'll go titans first because I'm a titan. Michael Jai White.
Okay, yeah, Spawn. I mean, that's a good choice. Yeah,
Spawn, Falcon Rising.
We haven't heard that one yet.
And that's a good one.
I'm sure you've heard Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm sure you've heard Ryan Reynolds, all that.
Never.
Have never heard Ryan Reynolds, but we've heard Cumberbatch.
Be Benedict, yeah.
All right. I would say for Hunter, T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Okay. That'd be a good change.
I love T.J. Miller. You know,
smart Alec, Cade 6 type Hunter.
Hunter with a little bit of a gut. I could see it.
Yeah.
He's actually – he doesn't
really get in shape.
He's actually in better shape. I think on Silicon Valley he has a fake gut on. I don't think he really has that gut.
No, he has a beer gut. He was on Conan the other day.
Oh, really?
And he's got the dad bod down pretty good.
And I'm going to go female for the warlock.
Okay.
And the actress who plays Maggie on The Walking Dead. Lauren Cohen. Yes.
Good choice.
Yeah, that is a good
choice. That's interesting. That's a new one. Yeah, you hit this out of the park, man. You had some good choices there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love the Michael Jai White. I didn't even think about it. Who thinks about Michael Jai White anymore?
I do. Spawn. And Michael Jai White, apparently.
He thinks about himself every time he gets to books in the mirror. He's like, I'm still important.
I wanted to say Benedict Cumberbatch for the Warlock because I just saw Doctor Strange the other day.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm like, it's the best Marvel movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. My favorite Marvel movie of all time, it's like 1-1A with Doctor Strange, was Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite Marvel movie.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a great one.
Judges say they'll allow it.
Yeah. You know, and another movie I think as Dad's Tales podcast, Boost, how was Trolls?
Ooh. Trolls was awesome.
Yeah.
My girls loved it, and me and my wife were like, that was pretty good.
It looks really funny. My kids really want to see it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I love hearing when parents talk about taking their kids to a movie. They're like, we want to go see Trolls. We want to go see Finding Nemo. My son was like, Dad, can we go see Get On Up, the James Brown story? And I'm like, hell yeah, all right.
Oh, that's funny.
I think my son's a little bit older than your kid, you know, the collective kids in this in the group. So
my son's
11. My oldest is 11.
11. My daughter's 11.
Yeah. Okay. So
she hasn't asked to go see Get On Up though.
Oh man,
she wants to go see Trolls.
All right, I'm just going to ask the dads here. Obviously, you're all dads anyway. Was there a movie when your kids were growing up that had to be watched over and over and over again? Like, they could just drill the shit out of this movie.
Yeah.
Every Disney movie known to man.
Because my son watched Jurassic Park until the DVD quit.
No, I'm watching Jurassic Park right now, actually. It's on TV.
I used to know I know the monologue. Like, I'm just like, welcome to a world of wonder. Welcome to Jurassic.
The raptor just, they're in the kitchen and he did that little close up on the window and blew on the window. That just happened right now.
Clever girl.
Clever girl.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for Jurassic Park, everybody.
Like 13 years old?
Life. Finds a way.
Finds a way.
Oh no, that'll be 23 years old. Damn, I'm. Oh,
give me your hand. Let me drip this water down your hand. This is how I pick up chicks because I'm Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, like did he? He didn't even play the character from the book. He's like, I got this. I'm gonna be Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah,
I got this.
Damn, yeah, that was a great movie. Was there a movie my kids? I'm trying to think.
My daughter didn't have a movie. But like she does it even to today. She can watch certain like TV shows forever. Yeah. Like you sit down, it's like we've seen this episode. Yeah, but I like this one. But we've seen this like 12 times. Well, no, I haven't seen this one. Okay, if I've seen this one, you've seen this one because I don't watch this show without you. I mean.
For my daughter, it was Elmo and Grouchland. Wow. We must have watched Elmo and Grouchland conservatively 250 times. Like, it was just like, it was constant, like, repeat in the DVD player. So I could sing every song from the Elmo and Grouchland.
That's weird.
Please don't. Please don't. Oh, God.
My daughters have.
Can you stew song, but like with Elmo?
Stew, do, stew, stew, stew. Stew, 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 stew.
I see you take it, then I make. Get mine. Do, 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 do. It's got Mandy Patinkin in it. It can't be that bad.
Yeah, like I said, I've been lucky. My daughter like had a lot of movies because I have a lot of movies, and she goes through a lot of movies. I mean, I know I've seen like Tangled about 200 times and Brave about 200 times, but pretty much most of the Disney made movies about 200 times. But I at least get variety. It's not like that one 200 times back to back. It's mixed in there with stuff.
That's how mine are too.
I would rather my kids watch stuff over and over again than like the wacky shit that they watch now. Like, I don't even understand. I mean, we've talked about it before, like the
Uncle
Amazing
Grandpa.
World of, yeah, Uncle Grandpa.
Oh my god, like, I Gumball. Hate that show.
It's like you've got like a cloud talking to a piece of paper who's talking to like a fish with art. Like, I don't understand this shit. It's crazy.
I'm okay with Adventure Time. I'm okay with regular show. I'm okay with those guys. I'm okay with that. But Uncle Grandpa, there's just something about it. It just makes me so angry with life.
Okay, it seems like the longer it goes on, like all the shows on Cartoon Network go on, the more acid the people writing them are taking. Like,
oh, for sure.
All right, we need to definitely come up with something crazier.
Definitely. What do they watch? Like, even like Teen Titans, like even that's like far out. I don't even get that. It's kind of annoying. I like the stuff Josh watches better, like the new Bob the Builder is off the hook. Except for, like, his whole crew are a bunch of fucking idiots. Like, they're always screwing shit up, and Bob's like, gotta go fix it. He's like, you know, like, where's Lofty and where's Two-Ton? Like, you know, they fell asleep or they fell in a hole. It's like, you know what? Get your shit together. You were supposed to be on the job site at 8 o'clock with all your supplies. You're screwing off.
This is teaching kids how construction doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Who forgets a hammer? Who's a builder and forgets a hammer? Yeah.
Boots, belt, hard hat. Work like Bob the Builder. It's like they.
My daughter's anywhere near movie stuff. She's just watching cartoons now. Yeah. She's 2.5, so the attention span just isn't there.
Paw Patrol.
We've tried Paw Patrol. No, not yet. Actually,
do you like Paw Patrol?
We've seen it a couple times, but it hasn't really taken hold.
Oh, wait, there'll be that one show that comes on and it's...
There's been plenty. They last a few months each, and right now we're on with Yo Gabba Gabba and Max and Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba is an acid trip unto itself, though.
I love Yo Gabba. My favorite show. It's one of my favorite shows on TV. Like, that's why I was trying to clarify for this week's nostalgia. Can we pick any show? Because that's up there.
There's a party in my tummy. So yummy. So yummy. So yummy. There's a party in my tummy. So yummy.
Yeah.
It's the beatbox of the day with Biz Markay.
Yeah, right.
Biz Markay. I mean, Biz Markie. Biz Markay.
Biz Markay.
Shut up.
Oh, bro.
No, it's okay. I love doing it to my daughter. Like, she'll watch stuff like Paw Patrol, and it's like, you realize this is like too young for you. No, it's not. Fine. And then I just start giving crap like, you know, dogs can't drive cars. Yes, they can. Well, no, they really can't.
Another really cool thing about Yo Gabba Gabba is they have the guy who does like the drawing and stuff is Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Devo, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
How fucking awesome is that?
Devo did one of the musical appearances, and I'm watching this. I'm like, is that Mark the artist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy's just such a unique character. I guess we can say that it's a wacky show, man. It's a wacky show.
Here's a wacky story for you. So my dad went on a date with this girl like in the 80s. And
if this is about the clogged toilet, heard that.
No, he went on a date and she took him to this Devo concert. And so I went to this concert, and actually Mark Mothersbaugh, like, he started singing Whip It. And this was like heyday of Devo, right? So they were sitting on the end. And so he comes out into the audience and pulls my dad out, and he takes his belt off and starts whipping him with it while he's singing Whip It Good. So that's a little crazy Devo story for you.
The clogged
toilet. You didn't expect to hear
story.
One of those.
The clogged toilet story had me in tears, hands on my knees, laughing at work, with people looking at me like I was losing my mind because they couldn't see my headphones.
Oh my gosh, it was awful. Awful.
Because, I mean, I think we all have dad stories. I took mushrooms with my dad once.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
yeah.
A boy.
Wow. Yeah. It's I mean, I told it on the RNG cast, but if you guys want, I'll tell it on this one.
Yeah, you go ahead. You have carte blanche.
He passed, so he was an old school classic rock fan. Mm-hmm. Like Black Sabbath, everybody.
Yeah.
And he had a shirt, which I have now in my closet. It was beat to shit, just destroyed. And it was a Black Sabbath shirt. So I took, when Ozfest was coming around, I took him to go see Oz, go see Black Sabbath. And, we all went. So we were having fun. The day went on, and my dad looked, like, right before Black Sabbath went on, my dad looked at me. And he's like, come here. And I'm like, what's up, Dad? And he's like, I got some mushrooms. I'm like, cool. I'll take mushrooms with my dad for the first time ever at a concert. This is a great idea, Buster.
Was it the first time you've ever had them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like 16. So we, I've taken them, past, after that. So he gave me the bag and said, okay, we're going to take these, and walked away. He went to go get something to drink because he knew they tasted like shit. Now, he didn't say, Buster, just to let you know, don't eat all of them. Only eat this many. I thought the bag was mine. So I just roadhoused them down my gullet. They taste like shit. Holding them back, chewing, swallowed them. So we're sitting here looking, and he comes back. And he's like, what happened to mushrooms? I'm like, I ate them. And he's like, do you know you weren't supposed to do that? And I instantly start panicking. I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, calm down. This is going to be a ride. So
for the next 3 days.
Oh, no. He goes, and before that, I was asking him, about the T-shirt. And he was like, oh, there's a story of, this T-shirt has history. I've seen some things. I've seen some great shows in this shirt. So I'm losing my mind. I'm tripping balls. And the show is great. So we're driving. I'm not driving, but the people we went with were driving. I'm in the back seat of the car. the snozberry tastes like snozberries, losing my gourd here. And my dad leans over real close to my ear and goes, now you know the story of the t-shirt. And just goes, because apparently he tripped really, really hard on mushrooms, one of the concert experiences. But, I mean, that's just, that was my dad.
It'd have been funny if he was like, taste and the rainbow.
It would have been great. Yeah, that would have been a better end, but. The fact that he got real close to my ear and just said, now you know the story of the t-shirt.
That's awesome.
You know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
When we had Stu on, we had him regale us with a story because I heard him, the punching a magician story. And
you me teeth disappear.
It happened.
I make you make me teeth disappear.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is a great story. I don't have any punching stories, unfortunately.
I punch a little person.
There's something.
Yeah,
that's a story.
That's my punching of a magical person.
Did you think he was a leprechaun or something?
Oh, it was Halloween, and he was dressed like a little wizard. So. It was when I was married, and he said some things to my wife, so I just kind of, like, walked up to him and, like, the bowling pitch, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the underhanded, how you bowl, and that's how I just punched. I punched him right in his mouth. And
you just gave him a super good. Like an uppercut. Like a lower uppercut.
Yeah.
Buster, have you heard the story of that, the town that's supposed to be in Pennsylvania around here with all the little people? It's a town that's just nothing but little people?
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know where it's at. People have said that they've seen it. Like, literally, it's just a town, and it's just everything is smaller.
You need to find that.
They talk about it on Preston and Steve all the time. I don't know if you ever listen to them.
Apparently it's Lilliput?
Apparently it's a thing. I don't know. Yeah, Lilliput. All right. Let's do our new segment. We're going to start talking about some other games this week. And Boost, do you want to lead us into our other games discussion?
Sure. I guess a couple weeks ago, I picked up Battlefield 1. I haven't played it like a ton, but I've played it enough where I know if I like it or dislike it, and it's pretty awesome. The graphics are outstanding. The sound engine is like. It's like almost like an orgasm.
It's an eargasm.
It's an eargasm.
Drip, drip, drop, there goes an eargasm.
Yeah, I mean, I know you got it, Justin. I know Stu got it. I know Rachel got it. So yeah, we all have to hop on and play together.
We all kind of fell in line with that one. Yeah, yeah. I was excited to kind of have, like, you know, a new kind of space for us to talk about some of this stuff, because we don't just play Destiny, and there's going to be times when Destiny isn't going to be giving us all the content that we're used to. So we all kind of dip into other things. So yeah, so I got Battlefield. I like it, but I haven't played that much of it. I probably played like less than an hour so far. Played a little bit of the story. And it's pretty cool. Like, I like the beginning of it, the way it starts off, and you go like through these different characters.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then it turns out that they were, I'm guessing they were real people. And it's like this person lived, you know, this time to this time. People that actually died in the war. It was just really, really touching and emotional. Yeah, it's a really cool game. I'm not used to it. It's so different from Destiny.
Oh yeah.
But that's a good thing. You know, it's kind of nice to have something else to kind of go into to kind of cleanse the palate a little bit. You can definitely tell the difference between those 60 frames per second. The maps are huge. You know, there was like what, 32 versus 32, and I wasn't kidding. Like, I was trying to look for people to kill, and I found like a couple of them, and then I would get killed, and it would be like from some guy like 3 miles away on a hill somewhere. I could see him like sniping down on me. It's like, shit.
The key to Battlefield is you have to join a squad.
Yeah,
with it, and that way, wherever your squad is, you spawn on them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely have to do that and hook up and and get in there. Another one that we've been playing too is Forza Horizon 3. I have it. Stu has it. Broke, you have it. Racer has it. And that game is just, it's just great, like mindless fun. Just like, I love racing games. And Forza Horizon 3, in my opinion, or just Forza Horizon in general, I think, are fantastic games. Buster, I'm sorry, you don't have any Forza Horizon on the PlayStation side. You guys have, well, you have Gran Turismo, but
it's okay. I don't play racing games.
Yeah. I
haven't for the longest time, but I picked this one up because, just like Justin said, it's mindless fun. It's real nice to just pop in and zip around for half an hour, 45 minutes. Just, you know, you don't get frustrated the way you do with an FPS.
You get frustrated because you're driving the wrong side of the road and, you know, have like a really good score thing going, and then all of a sudden you hit a car and it's like, damn.
My mindless fun game is Skyrim.
Yeah. Did you get the you did buy it?
Yes.
What do you think?
On the PlayStation 3, I had 900 hours in Skyrim. Mm-hmm. So I am a fan, obviously. And it's incredible. It's just visually stunning. I mean, the sound design is still – it's Skyrim. You know, I knew what I was getting into. I knew I could hear what I would hear. The fun part for me is the mods, man. Like, being able to mod for the first time is an incredible experience because it stops the trophies. I don't care about trophies. I'm not a platinum chaser. The only game I ever had platinum is Destiny. So put that out there. Just being able to do, all right, well, I don't want there to be a loading screen when I go into town. Beautiful. I want this player home. Amazing. I want a werewolf as a companion. All right, cool. It's just mindless fun. It's what you guys see Forza as. I can just get on it and zone out.
Yeah.
Listen to my podcast and just go.
There's just certain games that I need to have. I need to have a shooter. I need to have a racing game. And maybe like a puzzle game or something like that, and occasionally like maybe like a hockey game or something, although I don't have one right now. But just something like a little bit different, you know what I mean? So it's kind of nice to jump into things here or there. And so I thought it was worth discussing for a little bit. You know, we may come back to that. Like right now there's not that much going on, but, you know, we may kind of pop back in there because I know that we, you know, we do have some people out there that listen, that they're playing Battlefield right now. So we're going to have to get in touch with Dragon and Southside and maybe Crimson. I don't know if he has a boost, but get in there.
Yeah, I think it was last Friday we played with all of them. And I think cool. We had maybe 12 people in there, and it was awesome. A blast.
Yeah, I haven't played with those guys in forever, so I'm glad I picked it up so we can start hanging with them again. So let's move out of that. Let's do another new topic, and that is DTP Top 3. So I think we're going to try to do this once a week. Basically, we're just going to take a top 3 of whatever. This week, we decided to do sitcoms. And so it doesn't have to be like a nostalgia thing. It could be shows from now. It could be from whenever. This caused a lot of confusion in our Twitter DM. It's like half an hour later, can this be from whenever? Yes.
No, my favorite was, okay, we're going to gather. Who's going to pick The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones? And I just really went, those are situational comedies? Headshot every time he, you know, kills a zombie. I mean, damn.
The comment preceding mine was something to the effect of, you can pick whatever show you want. So I misunderstood. Are we going to be okay? I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
Oh, so Stu.
I had a feeling it was Stu who asked that.
It wasn't just Stu.
There was all kinds of confusion. Like, it was seriously like, hey, we're talking about this. And, like, that conversation just went off the rails in, like, comments.
I was like, is this, like, are we really talking about this right now? Sitcoms from any time. Like, any sitcom you liked, you can say it. Top three. So, you know, we could choose whatever, you know, whatever topic, but it has to be our top three of all time. And so you guys can feel free to tweet us out your top three, and you could just put that at hashtag DTP top three. and send us your top three sitcoms for this week. Or if you have a topic you want to send in that we could do, that would be awesome. You could tweet it, tweet at us with that as well, and that's at Dad's Tales. So who wants to go first? How about Buster? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I can go first. When you sent me this, I looked at it and I made sure I saw sitcoms, because in my head I was like, Game of Thrones, and I was like, that's not a situation comedy.
See what I'm saying?
So yeah, so
Reservoir.
I wrote down a few because I didn't know if you guys, I didn't want any, you know, overlap, but Cheers.
That's a great one.
Perfect Strangers.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
And that we so happy we do the dance of joy. Cause I'm
Hey, yeah.
I love that show. I completely forgot about Perfect Strangers.
Damn, that's a good one. And,
don't be ridiculous.
This is the third one is 1-1A. I couldn't decide. But Mr. Belvedere.
Okay.
And Are You Being Served?
How many is that? That's not three.
That's four.
That's four.
I know it
but
is.
Are You Being yeah. Served?
Are You Being
good.
Served is a great one. Yeah, we used to watch that. My grandmother.
Yep. Shoot. Right after Lawrence Welk, sorry. PBS.
My earphones came in plugged. Okay, there we go. My grandmother's English, and we used to watch that and Fawlty Towers and all kinds of awesome shows. But yeah, Are You Being Served is great.
Channel 12, right?
Yeah, PBS. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's a different channel over here, but yeah.
Buster, are you a Captain Noah fan?
Oh, yeah. Send your pictures. I hurt when he passed. I'll be honest with you. I remember watching him when I was a kid, and I was like, yo, he died?
Rip Captain Noah. Man. See, it's nice having someone who's like local and gets local references. Captain Noah was kind of like our Mr. Dress-Up, Stu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Dress-Up was actually your Mr. Dress-Up. He was American.
He was?
Yeah. He was American.
We never got into that. We didn't.
It's a giant Canadian treasure, and he was American.
He was. He later became a Canadian citizen, but he was born American.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's interesting. They told him, sir, you cannot have tickle trunks in the United States. You're going
to. Yeah, well, that's it. I'm out.
I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Great White North.
Oh, those are great choices. All right, who wants to go next? Broke, how about you, buddy?
Ooh, see, I'm still in trouble because there's so many I like. But one that I think is awesome still today is Community. I don't know what it's like on season six because, you know, they decided, hey, we're going to do it on Yahoo. And I'm like, no. But that show was just so great because it, like, made fun of every sitcom within itself.
Yeah.
Six seasons in a movie.
Yep. I still hope. Plus, it had Allison Brie and Gillian Jacobs. I mean, okay, you know. Yeah.
Sorry, that was creepy.
I'm a big Seinfeld fan. Still watch that, you know, when it comes on TBS. It's one of those shows. It's like, oh, it's Seinfeld, and watch it. And it's like, I've seen all these episodes 20 times, but sit down and watch it.
Yeah, Seinfeld's great. It's funny, I mean, though, watching it now, like, it feels really dated.
I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Really?
What?
Never.
What?
Never.
That doesn't even make any sense. That's all we have time for today, everybody.
That's not even possible.
How?
Just the thought. I know what it's basically about, and it never caught my interest.
To show about nothing. Well, that was my older brother, and then he actually sat down and started watching a couple episodes with me, and there was just one episode where Kramer and Mickey are both fighting over girls, so they decided to show up early to see who, you know, which girl likes who. And the girls are there, and they just start fighting at the table who's going to sit on one side. And he started dying laughing. He's like, this is actually a funny show. And I'm like, I told you so. I mean, damn. Oh, I need a good third one, though, because, like, there's, like, you know, there's Office and... But you know what I think I'm going to go with is It's New... But I relate to it because I worked retail, and that's Superstore.
I watched an episode of that last week, the Halloween episode. It was really funny.
Oh, my God. Season one is ridiculous.
Really watched it. It was really funny.
Like, part of it is, yeah, I worked in retail in a store for years, and Yeah, it was on a Walmart, which, you know, they're making fun of. I worked in a Home Depot, which isn't much better. It's, you know, the hardware version of Walmart. But it's just, it's like The Office, you know. They just take, like, Office and then expand it to, like, ridiculous. But it is, that show is so funny because that's the one where, you know, Gwen was, I still laugh at it every time I see it. It was just a recent episode. They're like, so he's met, he was on the marijuana. That's why he ate the people. Glenn, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people around here on marijuana.
Yeah.
What?
And Glenn is.
How many would you say? 50%. 50%? 50% are or aren't? Both. Both? And I mean, he's just flipping out because.
And Glenn is Mark McKinney from Kids in the Hall, which is yes, was so great. Better. I crush your head. I crush you. Remember that guy?
Canadian.
Canadian. Awesome. But he would just sit in the background. For anybody that's never seen Kids in the Hall, do yourself a favor and find it. It was a show on HBO. I think it was like late 80s to mid 90s. It was just really, really funny. And the guy Glenn from Superstore, Mark McKinney, he did this character where he would go out to the park and he would just like find people and put his index finger and his thumb and start crushing people's heads. He's like, I crushed your head.
I'm pinching your face.
Yeah. Remember he hurt his...
For that time, for the late 80s, they did a lot of humor that was really...
Oh, my God.
Really pushed boundaries for TV.
Definitely, definitely. And that movie, Brain Candy, oh, that was like some next level shit right there.
Oh.
That was crazy. Awesome. Well, those are good choices, Baroque. All right, let me write that
down. All right, I want to go. Store.
All right, go ahead, Sue.
I'm chomping at the bit from when you first asked us to Sue, think about
hold on, writing. Hold on 1 second. All right, Boost, go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, Baroque already nailed one of mine, Seinfeld. That's probably one of the best shows that's ever been made, period. Not just sitcoms. I love it. I'll watch it 5 times a day if it's on. My What's next show,
that show like Seinfeld, is the fact that like it didn't have any overall story, so you can pick it up from anywhere.
Hey, you had your chance. You had your chance. That ship sailed. We're moving on.
Trap interrupting star.
You know what? To talk about Seinfeld for a second, when I was going back and doing the intros, one of the intros I did, and it wasn't included on the best of intros, and I completely forgot about it until now, was when the ghost... I'd had this idea for...
Seinfeld.
I had this idea for a long time. I thought it was funny that a ghost wakes up Jerry Seinfeld by accident instead of like a guardian. He's like, what is going on? What am I doing here? And I that wasn't included on there, and I have no idea where it is. Maybe that's just like a missing episode.
So. Yeah, I remember that.
Like episode like 2 or 3. It's really early on.
It did go over really well. It was horrible. I thought so anyway. Sorry, Stu. Go ahead.
Okay. So, moving on. My second option was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I used to watch that show pretty much every day after school with my sister.
Yes.
And
fantastic show.
We were singing the theme song last night.
Uncle Phil. Pardon me?
We were singing the theme song last night on stream.
I might have missed that. I was watching on stream, but I was a bit distracted.
Yeah,
so.
You left all of a sudden. Where'd you go?
I had to
get a call in from the vault?
Yeah, something like crazy. That. Something like that.
Okay.
I had to take care of some business up here. Let's just say I'm not a German anymore. That's a Fresh Prince reference for you there. Carlton, you a German? Oh no. my last sitcom, you guys probably wouldn't have seen this, but it's Trailer Park Boys. I freaking love that show.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The first 3 or 4 seasons are just fucking gold. It went off the rails real quick after that, but man, the first few seasons are just so stupid, off the wall. It's like this mockumentary style of a trailer park in bumfuck nowhere, Nova Scotia. So it's really funny stuff.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know it was Canadian.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I definitely have to check it out now. Yeah, I've seen it. But I haven't.
It's not for everyone.
Yes,
I'll tell you that right away.
Somebody sent me a clip and it was really, really funny.
Yeah, I think I've seen clips from it, but it's okay. And a thing from Fresh Prince, that episode where his dad leaves him.
Oh my God, the most touching moment ever.
But that was real. When he's like, "Why do you leave me, man?" and he starts breaking up, that was actually Will Smith being with, that was not scripted. He was actually literally breaking up because of his dad leaving him as a child.
Who cried when they found out Uncle Phil died?
Oh, dude, that was heartbreaking, man. That's
I kind of welled up a little bit.
He was like everybody's Uncle Phil, like
absolutely.
And Shredder, mind you,
bite at a crime.
Yeah,
bite at a crime.
Really,
the voice of Shredder. Yeah,
I had no idea. Huh? About that. Well, those are good choices, Stu. How about you, Boost?
Ooh, it's gonna be tough. But top three, definitely Seinfeld. Like, if that's on anywhere on TV, I'll find it and watch it. I would have to go probably Home Improvement.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That almost made it into my list. That's a great one. Love that show.
And Boy Meets World.
Yes,
probably one of mine too.
That's a fantastic one.
It is an awesome show.
That's like now I like, you know, I what like. Most recently, probably like The Office and stuff, but from back in the day, those are the ones I watched all the time.
Yeah, those are great ones. Those are awesome choices. Yeah, I agree with Home Improvement. That was an awesome show.
Yeah.
You guys are definitely hitting stuff like Cheers. That was another one. But for me, I'm going to have to go Family Ties. Yeah, Family Ties. I don't know that show. It was like, it was a sitcom, but it got really, really fucking serious sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it had one of the greatest moments I think in like TV history, or like for me, or I guess like if you grew up in that time and were into that show, but like when Alex went back to go get his girlfriend, and that's when they played the What Would You Think song, you know what I mean? It's like everybody's like wedding song. It's like, what would you think? You know what I'm talking about?
If a man loved the woman. Yeah.
I'd get down on my knees and I'd cry for you, baby. Yeah. Tom Hanks was on there as like the crazy uncle who liked to drink a lot, right? Or was on Speed or something like that. Like, there was a lot of deep shit that happened on Family Ties. And I love that show. Another one.
Just you know, according to Wikipedia, it is a sitcom.
Okay, cool. All right, I feel validated in that. Man, it's tough. Night Court.
I had that written down as my honorable mention. I was going to bring that up afterwards. Night Court.
There's a couple that I'm going back and forth on. Night Court was awesome. I don't know. It was just a freaking great show. Everybody on that show is great. And then my favorite show of all time is easily Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
I love The Office, but I think that kind of holds the same kind of space in my head that Parks and Rec does. But for some reason, just the people at, like, I don't know if it's Ron Swanson or it just kind of narrowly ekes out ahead of The Office for me. But
if you don't know who Burt Macklin FBI is, I'm not your friend.
Oh my god, it's so great.
I was gonna say, if you said Wings, I was gonna lose my fucking mind.
No. But Wings used to come on after Seinfeld, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Wings.
It was like, I think it was it may have been Friends, Wings, Seinfeld. And then there was a bunch of different shows that kind of rotated in between there too, like Dear John, The Single Guy, and I remember way too much about television. Like, it gets on my wife's nerves, and she could be like, what was on TV? It was like the Thursday night lineup in 1987. I'm like, okay.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, that's really
it. Oh, there you go.
Oh, those were awesome.
Yeah, he's older than me. Sorry.
You're making me think. I'm like, other ones from my childhood, you know, like Alf.
Off.
Yeah,
that was a great show that just never had a good ending. It had like one of the worst endings ever.
Small, you know, wonder. When you go back and think about Alf though for a second, What did they always talk about? What did they eat on the planet Melmac?
They ate cats.
Cats.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like that's a euphemism for something, right?
Revelation.
Uh-huh.
Stu, you just blew my mind.
That big nose of Alf's. You know,
also news radio.
News radio was great.
Yeah, with another kids in
with
the hall.
David Foley, yeah, another
David Foley.
And the late great Phil Hartman.
Hartman, he was fantastic on that show.
Replaced by
every Simpsons character he's ever done is an instant classic.
Yeah. Troy McClure.
I'm Troy McClure. You may recognize me from such films as Oops, Don't Put That Down the Toilet.
He was also I know everybody knows that he was also the oh my god, I'm drawing a blank here. Fuck.
He was
I guess
Pee-
everybody
he was
doesn't
on
know.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
No, he was the lawyer. Lionel Hutz.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was Lionel Hutz.
And I believe he was also Lyle Landley, the monorail guy.
Yes, he was.
He was a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, news radio, that was a good one. All right. Well, that was fun. All right. Let's see here. Let's do a little Guardian's Choice. How about that?
Mm.
Mm.
All right. I had one all lined up here. Had some good ones. I had one good one. All right. Guardian's Choice. Would you rather have one open slot in your armor or in your weapons? Everything is filled up. You only get one open slot. You can't delete anything else. So that means you got to go back and forth. You got to switch shit around all the time. It's either going to be in your armor or it's going to be in your weapon slot. Which one do you choose?
Easy for me, weapons. And yeah, why? Because I'm always trying different guns.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. I pretty much stick with the same set of armor once I get a bunch, like, the pieces and they get the rollout and, like, discipline, int, and strength that I like. I pretty much stick with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably also say weapons, but that's only because I tend to share them across all three characters, so I think it would just be a little easier.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it just makes more sense to say weapons because you can share them between characters. But, I mean, if I could pick the armor piece, it would be chest because I don't take off the armamentarium.
Yeah, me either.
All right, good to know.
I haven't been
taking off Twilight Garrison. I don't know why. I don't know.
I used that when really it was like it. Before the nerf, and after nerf, it's meh.
Okay, next up. Would you rather have a time machine that only goes backwards in time or only goes forwards in time? Broke.
Backwards. That's simple. Because then no matter what mistake you can make, you just hop in and go back, not make that mistake.
That's one way of looking at it.
It just depends on how many mistakes you make in a day.
I don't make any mistakes.
Well, you could look at it the other way, too. If you went forward in time, you can see where you are and what you're doing and what choices you made, and then go back to your normal life and not make those choices.
No, but you can't.
No, can't go back. That's
you
the
can't
thing.
Go back.
One way. No, it can only go one way.
So going forward, you would just take yourself out of the equation for the next, like, say, 20 years.
So I can go 88 miles an hour forward but not back?
Yep.
Yeah. Word. You can't, yeah. Something like that.
Yes. Yes, Marty McFly. You can go 88 miles forward.
One way only flux capacitor.
I still love how it ended up being a DeLorean.
Yeah, in the future, they can use recycling, okay?
It's Mr. Fusion.
In the past, they could really, really, really use recycling boost.
That's true.
Why don't you think of that?
Hot logs.
There's a guy that only repairs import cars and DeLoreans near me. I tried to get a picture. He had a maroon DeLorean out there, which you rarely ever see because they're only stainless steel. I was trying to get a picture to send to you guys, so it was pretty neat.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
Well, here's a fun one for you. Would you rather smell terrible, but you can't smell it? So you fucking reek, but everybody else can smell it, but you can't. Or would you rather have your partner smell terrible, but you can smell it?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm hitting you right in the gut with this one.
I really love my wife, so I'll take this one for the team. fuck, chances are I do smell. I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah, I work in a warehouse, so I can stink. It's fine.
Wow. Okay.
I have no sense of smell, so I don't see the difference in this question.
You don't have any sense of smell?
No, due to random accidents and working with cement dust for like a long time, I really can't smell much. Like, I have almost no sense of smell.
Oh my god, everybody in Brooke's family they fart constantly. He has no idea.
I just shit my pants and he doesn't even know.
Should have got the Imodium.
Yeah. That's a callback to the RNG cast. That was.
How about you, Boost?
Wow.
That's tough.
I think I'd rather go with the I smell really bad, but I can't smell it. Because if my wife smelled all the time, I wouldn't want anything to do with her.
Yeah, but there's some stinks that you just like, that are just, you know, there's some stinks that you get used to that you like, right? And am I going to be the only selfish fucker in this group? Because
yes,
like,
you are.
Hey, I said it could go either way. It doesn't really matter to me. I have no sense of smell, so.
My wife is a stay-at-home mom, and I have to go out and, like, I'm kind of like the face of my company. I have to be out at accounts, and I can't, like, be out at accounts and
you're kind of like poop. The meat of the podcast, so, then.
What's that?
All right. I see you're kind of like the stew of the podcast, then.
So wait, in my current job, I can smell. In the future, I could probably change my mind.
So you could take the time machine that goes into the future and change your mind back. Yeah, that's a tough one. I didn't really even consider it myself, and I sat here the whole time I was asking you guys. I've already made up my mind. I'm not going to smell. I love my wife, but I gotta put food on the table. I can't have people call my boss like, yeah, he was really great, but I think he pooped. I think it's poop.
It smells like shit.
Alright, awesome.
He had a bunch of bug bites. He wiped a little bit of dog shit on it.
Yeah. There you go.
I think that's what happened.
Callbacks. I love it. Alright, well, I think we're getting towards the end here. Why don't we move into Gamer Tag of the Week? So, Gamer Tag of the Week is when we are...
I think you had that one, right?
What's that? I have one, but I think Buster has one, too.
Oh, okay.
And so, Gamer Tag of the Week, when we are out and about in the Crucible every week, there are gamer tags that kind of catch our eye. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything, like, foul or offensive. There's all kinds of things that we think are funny, but yeah. And so, we announce them here. So, Buster, why don't you go ahead and give your Gamer Tag of the Week?
All right, this one comes... It's funny because of what was the conversation thereafter.
Okay.
But the gamer tag is Jew Creed. Okay. So we didn't know what was going on. We saw it and went, okay, Jew Creed. Cool. And then one of the guys went, do you think he has a cover band that does it in the style of Creed but only like Jewish songs? Or do you think he's a Jewish person who's a fan of Creed? And then we all started yelling. We all started singing with arms wide open. But in, you know, we all knew when I said Creed, we all had with arms wide open. We all had that in our head.
Right.
And I'm like, or is he like us, like super pious in his Judaism, like the creed of being a Jew? We don't know. And I'm like, I got to message this young man and ask him why. So I went, you know, the GGs, you know, good game, man. What's up with the screen name?
Yeah.
And he said, go fuck your mother.
Oh.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
Just to let you know, I'm talking about you on my every podcast I'm on.
So maybe he was just trying to be offensive to everybody. And
I guess.
Yeah, I've written a bunch of those guys. But
I don't get that. Like, when you ask someone about their name, like, you're just curious. Or like, hey, that's a cool name. And then, like, they send you back something like that. It's like, really? If you don't want people commenting on your name, then make yourself, like, Bob.
Yeah.
Or you know, 420 no-scope elite sniper, you know, because then everyone will leave you alone because they know you're just...
And don't have stupid fucking offensive names like that to people. Like, it's just dumb. Sorry, that pisses me off. sorry. Oh,
that's a sensitive subject.
Wow, we touched a nerve.
You know what pisses me off? It's about names. I'll just pass.
No, well, it's. I mean, you could have any name you want. That's fine. But when people are trying to be, they're trying to be assholes about it like that, you know, which I'm assuming that's what it is. Or maybe, you know, if he was like, you know, proud of it or, you know, whatever, he probably would have said something, you know, or, you know, could have been that he was just, you know, maybe tired of people asking him about it. And, you know, hey, but for $10, you could change your fucking name. But if you're trying to be, if you're trying to be offensive,
no, you can't.
Like, oh, that's PSN. Right. You're on PlayStation. Oh shit.
No. Listen, I would pay $20 to change my screen name. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay. What's can you tell us what the screen name is?
I was waiting until the end. Go ahead.
It's Blister Lister 113.
Yeah. I think I knew that.
That is pretty bad.
It's not. Listen, if I could go back the time machine backwards, because I would kick my own ass when I was 16.
Okay. All right. You're 16. We'll let it pass because you know. We all have those screen names from something that, you know, embarrassed the hell out of us. Like, this was my screen name.
Yeah, we all have a 420 or a 69 in our past, huh?
Yeah, that really stinks. PlayStation did definitely do something about that. I don't know why there's such a holdout for letting you change your names. But, yeah, it's so much easier on Xbox. $10. Mm-hmm. Is it 10, 15 bucks and you could change your name and that's it?
$10, but you get one free.
Yeah, I've already used mine up, and I'm not telling
you. Sony doesn't have to give us
I'm not telling you what my old one was.
if they told us one time you get one change for $20, I would do it.
Yeah. What would you change it to?
Buster Knuckle.
Okay. Like, all hail mighty RNG cast.
No, I have that as my clan tag.
Nice. but the one I found, and I'm sorry that that listener isn't on here to read this one, because it definitely makes me think of him. You could follow him at Harambrad, Harambrad underscore DTP, and the one I found was Rising Harambe. So, GG's Rising Harambe.
Fuck you, Jew Creed.
Yeah, Jew Creed. Go fuck yourself for being such an asshole and sensitive prick. Anyway, so yeah. That is going to be the show for this week. Buster, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
It was a pleasure.
So where can people find you at?
They can find me on Twitter. I have a personal Twitter, but I'm never ever on it because I run the show's Twitter. So at the RNG cast on Twitter, if you want to follow me personally, like I said, I don't really tweet much. It's BusterKnuckle13.
It's tough going back and forth. Like, keep switching.
It is, because sometimes I'll forget I'm on the RNG cast and I'll tweet something out that was supposed to be for me, and I'm like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah. I just delete. All right, awesome. Baroque, how about you, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Awesome. Boost.
Boost. KDV. Everywhere. Twitter, Xbox, Twitch, but I don't stream.
But you could.
I could.
How are things going with that game?
Good.
With the one you're developing?
Yeah, I was on phase two. I had to add enemies, enemy spawns, and player pickups.
Is this going to be something that people could play?
I could probably make a web build of it, yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, Stu, how about you, buddy?
I'm at Stugazzo, STU_GATZZO,
pretty much on Twitter all the damn time. Man, I need to get a life.
Yeah. Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah, he says there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that to come out like that. And you can follow me at JC Jesse on Twitter. You can follow us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. If you want to send us an email, feel free to do so at Dad's Tales Podcast at gmail.com. And thanks again, Buster. Everybody go check out the RNG cast. And that's going to do it for us this week. Be excellent to each other.
Thanks a lot, guys.